Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The greatest return man in Redskins history, who keeps it real 24/7. This is the Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn. On the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
Expectations and predictions. We're taking both on your phone calls. 301-230-0980 as we get ready for the Washington football team and the Los Angeles Rams at FedEx Field this weekend. We're going to go straight to the phone lines and check out Bernie. What's up, Bernie? How you doing, brother?
Hey, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you. I'll say for Sunday, sloppy track. It negates the speed of the Rams, and I think the Redskins got a chance. You know, I think Goff's going to turn it over two or three times. But going back to this Haskins thing, I'm not going to pretend like I know what it's like to basically lay off the person your boss hired, right? I mean, that's what, four games into it. I'd like to think that Rivera was thinking, I'll stick with them, but then he saw some things maybe about not being dedicated to practice or doing what he thinks he needs. You know, he's coming from watching Cam Newton get ready to play. So he's thinking that Haskins should be doing some of that. Maybe gave him the benefit of the doubt, but he didn't see that changing, and he thought he was losing the locker room. That's the only thing I can think of. But football is such a unique sport. If Haskins was in hockey, he'd be in the minors, or he just wouldn't start. Baseball, he'd be on the bench, or he wouldn't start. Basketball, he'd be in G League, or he wouldn't start. Football, you get one chance, and then you're just it's so hard to come back. It's such a unique position, quarterback in the NFL. Again, if this was just the NBA, they'd send him to the minors, or they'd send him on the bench. But I know you got a lot of calls. That's just my opinion, guys. Thanks a lot.
It's all good.
Appreciate thanks,
it,
man. Bernie.
All right, thanks for your call. Good call. Let's go to Jupe. Jupe, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, B. Miss Skyler? How y'all fellas doing?
Good, man. Hey, how are you?
Good, good. My prediction, I think the Rams are going to win. We still got, as your man, Rev T, called Troy Hackey, C-Man Foot back there. And I'm nicknaming Landon Collins No Land Collins because of all the missed tackles he got. And this whole situation is so weird. Like, you know, the starting QB, normally when he gets benched, you go to QB2. But they basically put my man on the practice squad. And I started to think, maybe this is like a teaching moment. Maybe you want Dwayne to just fully focus, watch how Kyle Allen operates, since he has experience in the system and whatnot. But like I said, then I heard the reports, and I was like, never mind, man. This whole situation is weird. I kind of wish we had stuck with the previous OC, what's his name, Kevin O'Connell, because, mm-hmm. you know, they was clicking at the end of the year, and it looked like it was going in the right direction. But, that's my prediction. It's all weird. And B-Miss, you think you snuck? I've been paying attention and listening to you. You know more than what you letting on. I heard you said it before. You hear things, you just don't say something all the time. And then you saw little innuendos in there this morning, later, early on. I'm listening, but it's all good. Just, you know, after the show's over, take my number and just let me know what it is. Don't worry.
Hey, Jupe, take care, man.
All right, man.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Tremendous.
Oh, yes.
You know more than what you let on.
Sometimes I do.
Pete Mitchell's a very smart man. Super tied in.
Charles, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's happening? How are you guys doing today?
We're good, man.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, this is Baltimore Charles. I wanted to say one thing, and I won't keep you very long. But no matter what coaches say, no matter what owners say, the one overarching principle that applies with what Vince Lombardi said, that winning is not the only thing, it's everything. And that applies more so in your professional sports. And I feel like a lot of people are missing that point. And the one thing that I think that Lamar Jackson has on his own level has to learn is that he has to stop depending on the run as his first option and go more to using the run as a backup option and rely more on the pass. Now, that might not happen. Now, on Haskins, I feel like he needs to learn. He has the passing arm, but he has to learn agility and mobility. That's the escapability to move around as other pocket quarterbacks have to do, like Rodgers, and some of the other better quarterbacks do. The escapability to avoid the sack and to buy more time so that he can get those pinpoint passes off. And I think it's a good thing that he should sit and look at and look and listen and get seasoned for at least 1 or 2 years because his career is just beginning. But regardless of what happens, even if Kyle Allen and the other quarterback comes in, if they don't win, they're not going to be playing. And that would happen anywhere in the league. So what do you think about that? And I appreciate you taking my call.
I understand what Vince Lombardi said, but I think a lot of decisions were made earlier where people wouldn't believe that everyone lives by what Vince Lombardi said.
15th overall pick. Expectations will be there, and they're going to sit there. It depends. Old school was you can sit and you can season. And then they started to go, you know what? Get your ass in there and make your mistakes quickly. And throw your 30 interceptions. And I'm not, much like an earlier caller, I'm not equating Dwayne to Eli or Peyton or Troy Aikman. That doesn't matter. But what are you better served doing? You know, are you better served studying and being, you know, an Aaron Rodgers type? And you wait, and when it's your turn, it's your turn. Or is it Mahomes behind Alex? And when you gotta go, you gotta go. How you know, what is the perfect answer? And I'm asking not to be flippant, but
I don't think there is a
perfect recipe. This isn't the recipe, though, where you say, we're preaching patience and we're making roster moves and I'm coaching in games like I want it to be the preseason that this kid never had, especially under me. Okay. But that doesn't seem to be the right answer where, you know, I mean, it depends on who you ask, Mr. Mitchell. Either he's a lot of guys are saying and women in the press, he's done here. I understand that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Now it's just window dressing. Oh, we want him to keep on studying. You think he's the long-term answer here? And I also know, by the way, he ain't Ron's guy. He was never Ron's guy. And that's fair, too. This thing has so many different – this is like a maze, Brian.
Yes,
this is honest to God like a maze. And there's a lot of angles to come at it.
It's amazing. All right.
Yes.
Let's go to Darryl. Darryl, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I just want to say whatever happens from here on, I think we're going to look at this week and this is going to stand out as a pivotal moment in Ron Rivera's tenure here. You know, it's not a problem that he sat Haskins, you know, and if he has a plan for him, that's fine. But I think the tone and the message behind it, I'm not sure about that message behind it. You know, Ron came here, and he had a lot of rope to do what he wanted to do, and he was pretty much above criticism. You know, basically in the off season, he didn't do much to go after any free agents. He threw a bunch of money at Cooper, but when that didn't happen, there were other guys out there. He didn't bother to go after any guys, and he didn't get criticized for that. You know, he let AP go. He didn't get much criticism for that. You know, he had a couple of instances where he didn't utilize the clock properly. And even though, you know, some people sort of raised their eyebrows, there was really no criticism. And what he did with this move, though, is he sort of opened up, you know, a can of worms and went down the road that a lot of previous coaches have done. And it hasn't worked out for them. You know, Ron, he had all the time in the world. Everyone knew that this team was not in a win now mode. You know, they won three games last year, and the bar is so low. If you can double that, then, you know, at the end of the year, we'll look back on it and say, man, he did a wonderful job. But with him switching his tone to this whole we want to win now thing, all that goodwill that he had in terms of building things up and building for the future, that kind of goes out the window. He kind of put himself on the clock now, you know, and this whole notion, I didn't want to lose the locker room. Well, you know, these guys were still playing hard, and that losing, I believe losing the locker room, they were a long way from that. If you look in Chicago, you know, they've had Mitch Trubisky for the last 3 or 4 years, and they never lost that locker room. And you look at, like, Cleveland and, you know, what they went through with Baker and all the expectations last year. These guys still continue to play hard. And now that the quarterback play is better, the guys are seeing, reaping the benefits from it. So I think that whole losing the locker room thing, that kind of just threw that out there. I'm not sure, you know, how much we can believe that. But I think he may have changed the trajectory of his job and his opinion amongst the fans going forward with this move. If it doesn't work out, I don't know. This could end just as ugly. We've seen this before when guys do knee-jerk things to try to win now here, and it hasn't worked out for a lot of guys. He should have just kept going with the rebuilding for the future tone, and I think that would have served him better and gave him and bought him more time.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate your call. All right, let's take a break here. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team 980 App, 95.9 FM. Getting your predictions and expectations as we go through this weekend. And then later on, Scotty and I will give you our predictions for the game and some things that may be happening around this NFL. This is the Brian Mitchell Show.
The Team 980.
No! Not possible!
95.9 FM.
The Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn on the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
Back in the Brian Mitchell Show on a Friday. Zabe takes over top of the hour. Gets another gambit in here in just a little bit. B-Mitch tweet earlier, actually a couple tweets earlier. You know, people still locked up on the phones talking about expectations and still just wrapping their heads around this as we head into a weekend with a pretty important football game.
Yes.
Things better look better because, as many have said, and honestly, Ron doesn't care. But Ron made his decision and that's it. So we'll be watching. We'll be tuned in. We'll be listening to Julie D and Bram and D Hall. This is a big game for the now and for the immediate. HTTR_Toronto, our man in Toronto. Happy TGIF. Sending a Canadian Thanksgiving. Happy shout out to y'all. Keep up the great work. Last few days I've been in shock, but hoping that Kyle jumpstarts this squad. A W will flatten the outside noise. Yes, there's that. But there's also this. At Bubba M. Puckett, 33. At Scott Lynn 980 at BMH Live NBCS. Weren't we told all offseason leading up to the end of camp that Haskins matured, ding, progressed, ding, was in better shape, ding, studies, ding, comes early, ding, stays late, ding, watches film, ding, is more accurate, ding, video tweets, workout videos. Now, it's just the opposite. Mike closes with, I guess sometimes we as fans expect our expectations without realizing the reality, LOL.
Our expectations normally are cultured by what we hear and what we're told. Okay?
Yeah. I've been listening to you. Correct, sir.
We didn't tell ourselves that stuff. So. Hey, let's go to WB. What's up, WB? How you doing, man?
Scotty!
WB!
Scotty!
WB!
What's up, guys, and the Emperor?
What's up, man?
I have the new name for the Washington football team. And they are the Washington Deadskins. This thing, you are 1-3. Dallas is 1-3. The Eagles are 1-2-1, and the Giants are 0-4. And you still have a chance, but this thing has just blown up. And is this April? Because I was fooled. I mean, this is like going back to Jay Gruden and all the mess, and this is even more messier than ever before. You got a team. I mean, you going to put in Kyle Allen, a.k.a. Jay Schrader, a.k.a. Kirk Cousins. Remember RG3 and Doug Williams. If Scott Turner wanted Kyle Allen, why don't you just go ahead and get rid of – don't draft Dwayne Haskins and just start Kyle Allen the whole season? This thing is it's a mess. And it's just to the point that you had a chance because, what, Tyrod Smith is out for the season? Dallas Choke Boys, and you still got the Giants, who almost beat the Rams, and you got the Philadelphia Eagles winning their first game at San Francisco. So you know what? I said I thought this team would be better. When they beat the Eagles, they had a better defense, but they looked like the Pearl Harbor crew. They got burned so many times. But then Dwayne Haskins came back from a 17-point deficit to a Redskins, I'll call them the Deadskins now, that they beat the Eagles for the first time in six games, beating an NFC East team for the first time. I was fooled. I guess the DMB was fooled. And this is just the same messes keep going. Now, I'll tell you what, though, the NFL is not for long, so if Kyle Allen can start this offense, good luck. But if they beat the Rams, we always going to be flip-floppers. We'll hate them one day and love them the next. But like you said, the Rams have to come here to play in FedEx Field. So then I'll say this. If the Rams score 17 points, the Washington football team should score no more than, let's say, 2017, and they win by a field goal. Losing suck, and winning is the only thing in the DMV. You guys have a good day. I'll talk to you later. I'm out.
Peace. All right, man. Appreciate you, WB.
Be safe, WB.
I just hit my man, Vaughn. Vaughn, what's happening, brother?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. I'm sorry, guys. Brian, I want you to I need a little bit of education and see if you can give me an example. And I'm going to change the narrative just a little bit because I want you to explain to me when you stare down a wide receiver and it follow your eyes, that falls in the category of not reading the defenses? So, because I saw a Hall of Fame quarterback do the same thing.
Well, I don't know if it's not reading the defense. I think sometimes you just – what you do, like they said, he was going through his progression, so then you get to a guy so quick where it seemed like you're staring. And sometimes you're staring at the one guy who you think might get open.
Okay, I only said that because Kurt Warner said that about Haskins. And another question is, Brian, can you develop confidence?
Confidence comes with experience, yes.
Okay. Okay, so I just want to equate a few things together, and I just want people to be very, very careful because we live in some very trying times right now. And just with that stereotype of, labeling a guy that can't read defenses, that whole process, you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
We got to be careful. We're careful with that, but especially by him being a black quarterback. And that's all I want to say.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying about that. I mean, that narrative normally comes out, and you normally look at the quarterback, and it's normally that guy. But it doesn't come out a lot about the others. But it is, and that's one thing where we like to skip over it. But it's prevalent. It's prevalent sometimes. I don't know if that's the situation right now, but I think it's prevalent sometimes where people do something because it's been done so many times, and you don't understand what's actually happening.
It's a good question with regard to can you develop confidence? And the answer is probably, and you've been inside the building, it's probably an obvious yes, but you can also squash it. And if the kid doesn't come in, if the youngster doesn't come in with a bunch of it, can you draw it out? You know, you may be, hey, I know I'm here and I know I can do this job. Mm-hmm. Or are you coming in going, of course I could do this job. then you're a cocky bleep bleep, and it's got to be tamped down a little bit.
See, but the thing
it's a delicate task, B. Mitch, where you got to – you've never lacked it. I mean, I've known you to be –
for me as a former quarterback, I've never, ever lacked confidence. And there were people who would go to my coach in college and in high school saying, well, he's just – he's that. But the coach was like, he's our damn quarterback, okay? But if you allow those that – because they don't have confidence, so I'm supposed to be – somebody that's going to just bow down to you because you're older than me.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't think that you're anywhere close to the talent I am. So I always told – and I used to tell people, they'd say, oh, are you cocky? You arrogant? No, no, no. I'm convinced. I'm convinced that I'm one of the best on the team. So I'm not going to sit up here and wait for you to tell me when it's time for me to go. So when I hear that sometimes, I normally say – to hell with it, and I give it a one-finger salute because so many people try to hold you back by telling you how you're supposed to act because that's how they are. But there are so many guys who kick down the door and step into a situation because they believe in themselves. Now, when you believe like that, you better damn well know everything you need to do and perform the way you need to perform. But there are people who are afraid of someone having that level of confidence. So it's a problem to them because they don't know it. Now, I had people that stood behind me when I was that way. Does everybody have people that stand behind me? No, because the people sometimes that don't stand behind you that in that position, they didn't have it. And I know everyone says that you got to wait for your opportunity. No, my opportunity is when I make it. I don't wait for anything. So when I hear people talking about a person that has confidence, I'm not going to knock that. Because if you don't have it, you won't have it. You know, but I think when you have experience, you get confidence. And I understand the stepping back and standing on the side. I still don't believe you learn much when you're doing that. And I just heard the coach say that just recently. So I will never ever think that you learn by stepping back more than you learn by being in the fire. You got to be inside the fire. All right, let's take a quick break here. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team 980 App, 95.9 FM.
The Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn on the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
Hi, welcome back. Brian Mitchell Show here, and we're looking for this game to be a terrific one. That's what I think. It has to be, based off everything that we've heard and seen and the things that have transpired. You would think that this is going to be the way the offense is supposed to play. It's just the way I see it. That's the way I think it's supposed to be seen. Let's go to E9. What's up, E9? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate you guys taking my call.
Yep.
I'm going to go back to the original question you asked. I think you asked how you expected the game to go to be. I think the game is going to be interesting, to say the least, as far as with Kyle Allen in the fold there. I'm not a Haskins fan. I'd rather him stayed in there, though, just so I could – so all the Haskins apologists can kind of see what I believe I see in a quarterback. So we give him the year and, you know, move on from there. I think this was a bad move as far as putting Kyle Allen in the game, because it's a lot of pressure on him right now to perform. And if he makes even the smallest mistakes, it's going to be huge. So I think that was a bad deal. Also, I want to see, like, a lot of people keep putting up stats where on previous quarterbacks comparing to Haskins and what he's doing now and what they've done in their young days. And I feel like that a lot of people are making excuses for Haskins instead of blaming the team. Like, for example, people are blaming the O-line, but clearly in Riviera's press conference, he said that there are some things that Haskins needs to work on as far as, like, moving the line coverage, and he took a clean sack by Judon without anybody blocking him. From the press conference, it sounds like that was on Haskins. Also, Scott Turner said on Wednesday that some things that they aren't seeing is not necessarily the interceptions, is things that he's repeatedly doing. So I don't know about if my manager sees me doing something repeatedly wrong and he keeps asking me to change it, and I don't. I mean, what happens?
He said he'd keep doing repeated things, and he was questioned about that. He said, like what? He said the interceptions. So interception happened in the game prior to what happened. Listen, I agree. They have the right to move him. But I think if it had happened after the Cleveland game, it wouldn't have been any kind of questions. But it didn't happen after the Cleveland game. It happened after the next game. That's all I'm saying.
And the only thing I will say about that, Brian, is that he did say that it was an interception, and he went back and he was like, and you can go back and listen to it. He was like, yeah, it was the interception, but you can't – every quarterback is going to throw interceptions. But right after that, he said it's the other small things that he's continued doing, and he was like, I'm not going into that. Because why would he continue to beat up the young guy in front of the press? They shouldn't do that anyway.
No, he shouldn't beat him up. But you're going to have to – and like the previous caller state, a lot of pressure falls in the lap of Kyle Allen now, which in turn falls in the lap of Scott Turner.
Exactly, and that's the thing about this game. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't – Rams are, you know, they're good. And, you know, our defense, all the stats and numbers that people keep putting up, our defense is actually statistically top 10. I know it doesn't look like that, but statistically, if people want to look at stats, they have to look at it on both ways, offense and defense. Statistically, our defense is a top 10 defense. Doesn't look like that, but it is. So, I mean, you have to look at it both ways, and you don't want to blame – a team to apologize for one person, if that makes sense. So I think a lot of pressure is going to be on Kyle, and I think it's just going to be too much for him. I think that's why I don't think that we're going to win the game. I'm always going to be a team guy first before I'm a, you know, one person guy anyway. So as far as the game goes, I hope we play good. I hope Kyle plays good. Personally, I want Haskins to be back in there so we can see what we got, but you know, it is what it is.
All right, bro. Appreciate your call, man.
All right,
let's go to Rick. What's up, Rick? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, what I'm looking for on Sunday is to play the defense, offense, and special teams to play a complete game for once. The defense, they may be statistically top 10, but in my opinion, the key is your red zone. I don't know where they rank in the red zone defense, but I mean, like you said, even though the turnovers, I mean, but you don't have to give up the touchdown every turnover that we make. The special teams, B-Mitch, I had a question for you. In your opinion, what makes a good return man? Because we've been looking for one since you. I mean, what makes a good return man?
A guy that has very small wasted motion and is not afraid. I think a lot of guys think that you're going to just run around the defense. You're not going to, I mean, around the coverage team. Not in the NFL, you aren't. You got to go straight at him.
That's what seems like we're doing. But you say the key word, because I've been telling my friend, I said, hey, some of these guys, they look like they don't want to return kicks. Like Steven Sims, he doesn't look like he wants to return punts or kicks. I mean, you can't be afraid.
Yeah, I just think that a lot of times we get guys, and thanks for your call, Rick, we get a lot of guys with a lot of speed, and they're always thinking about making a big play instead of making the play. And I think what I've always done, I ran, if it's blocked for 13, I'm going to damn sure get 13. I'm not going to get 10. I'm not going to get 8. I'm going to get the 13. But if you keep hitting the 13, guess what's going to happen? You're going to break through it one time or two. A lot of times guys see the 13, but they thinking 100. So they reverse field and end up losing yards. And I think that's the whole thing. And you consistently hit it, you're going to have more positive returns than you would negative. But you get the mindset. Like I told you, people look at the fantasy part of it, fantasy land, where I make the big play. We could do this. But what if you don't make it by trying to run around somebody? Because 9 times out of 10, those guys on special teams are fast as hell. And it's going to be hard for you to run around them. It happens occasionally. It doesn't happen consistently. Let's go to Rad Lou. What's up, Lou? How you doing, man?
Good. What's up, Demon Scott?
Chilling, bro.
What you say, Lou?
Look, man, as far as the game goes on Sunday, I think it's going to be a blowout. I'm not expecting anything less because I felt like Ron is not keeping it, you know, honest with the fans because you know, he's playing mind game with Dwayne, the fact that, you know, he said all this crazy things about him, you know, in the off season now, all the time he's going to flip-flop on him and say, oh, I'm done with this guy and I'm going to go to the other guy from Carolina because he know the system well. Man, that's just the BS. It's like a screw job. It's just it's unacceptable, but, you know, it's DC, man. You can't, you know, you can't expect anything less, but at the end of the day, look, man, I'm a Dwayne Haskins guy. I believe in that guy. All this story that we hearing, I just hope they're not true as far as him not, you know, focusing and or you know, once he took over the job and he's not, you know, being kind of lazy or whatever they're saying about him. I don't buy into that. I just hope, you know, I don't know if they're going to trade him and find a way to trade him and go somewhere else. And, you know, I hope he blossoms, man. I just don't want to see this thing end like this. But, you know, it is what it is in D.C., man. You can't expect anything less from this town, man. It's a joke town. Thanks for taking my call, B.J.
All right, Lou. Appreciate you, brother. Hey, I'm going to say D.C. is the joke town. I love D.C. Love Go-Go. Love the people. Hey, blame D.C. for what's going on. Can't do that. Let's go to Tony. No. What's up, Tony? Tony, you're up.
Hey, Tony.
Hey. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you guys.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say I know that I know that Dwayne's got he could take Daniel Snyder's $15 million guaranteed that he got and learn everything he can while he's there right now. And then when his contract is up, man, get left DC once, you can do it again. He'll be okay. And that's my comment.
All right, appreciate you, Tony. Let's go to G from the shop. What's up, G? How you doing, man?
Man, what's up, B. Mitch?
What's
up? Hey, shout out to Red Lou, man. Lou is right, man. Ron is lying to us, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting bad, man. Sitting up there talking about their system, Scott Turner's system. Scott Turner ain't his daddy. His daddy got two rings. You know what I'm saying? His daddy also had Emmitt Smith and them to work with, man. Dwayne has, man, he's going to sit that man down after four games. And I'm going to bring up some stats because Slim talking about don't bring up no stats. I'm going to bring them up because Josh Rosen was a first-round pick, man. His rookie year, he started 12, man. He started 12. Had similar numbers in his rookie year that Josh Allen had his rookie year. Josh Allen, a damn MVP candidate now. He got Christian Ponder. He got 10 starts his rookie year. Stunk it up. Guess what they did? They brought him back the next season and gave him 16 more starts. Ron Rivera talking about, man, he ain't gave up on him. If you ain't give up on him, you would dress him this week, man. You ain't trying to look bad. You're putting it out there that Youngin ain't studying all this damage control, trying to make yourself look. Man, this is terrible. This is lying. You 2 weeks ago, you talking about research and development. Now you talking about I'm looking at the schedule. You ain't been looking at the schedule. I've been knew we had division games. They ain't paying me millions, and they paying you millions. You talking about I'm realizing we got division. Man, I've been knew that was on the schedule. Man, it's a damn travesty, B. Mitch, but you're right. D.C. is not the laughing stock. We just got a couple people that's making us look bad. One bad apple spoils the bunch. I know he better be right about this Kyle Allen move, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate your call, man. All right, we're going to take us a break here. Get back, Scotty. We'll give our prediction.
You
and
got
then we'll,
it.
We'll give our prediction, pick maybe a game or two, give that, and then we'll close out with a few more calls. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980. Team 980 app, 95.9 FM.
The Brian Mitchell Show with Scott Lynn on the Team 980 and the Team 980 app.
Quick tweet as we come back. Final segment of the Brian Mitchell Show here on a Friday from our buddy at DMidge09. Darren, the losing has taken the life out of Rare Lou. Poor Lou,
yeah,
man.
He did sound depleted, didn't he?
Yeah. It's a bummer. Anyway, there's games this weekend, Mr. Mitchell. College and pro, whole lot of football. Daily Sports Line brought to you by the D.C. Lottery's new sports book, Gambit D.C. Gambit D.C. Download today at GAMBETDC.com. Get your spread on, get your money line, your over under, your live in-game betting all at your fingertips. It's sports only better. All right, here's what's going on Sunday. 1 o'clock games. Carolina, Atlanta, Falcons minus 1.5, Kansas City minus 12 against the Raiders. Washington is still plus 7, but it opened at 9.5, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yep.
Jacksonville and Houston Texans are minus 5. Arizona and the Jets, God willing, Arizona lays 7, and they've been struggling of late.
Yes.
Philadelphia goes to Pittsburgh. Steelers in front of about 5,500 fans, B-Mitch, minus 7 in that one. Baltimore is minus 13. Lamar Jackson back at practice today. It's a lot of points. Ravens are a very good team. Cincinnati has shown that they can score it a little bit, and Mr. Burrow likes to sling it all over the place, but the Ravens lay a hefty 13 there. Pardon me. Niners are minus 9 a little later in the day. They are home to Miami. Dallas minus 8.5 against the Giants. Cleveland now a pick with the Colts in the 425 window, and Seattle minus 7 against Minnesota in your Sunday nighter. And Monday, now we got two. We got the Patriots at 5 o'clock. With the Denver Broncos, and we got New Orleans minus 8 against the L.A. Chargers. At last check, it was Broncos minus 10, is that right? I'm sorry, Patriots minus 10 against the Broncos, that 5 o'clock game coming up on Monday. And then we even have a Tuesday nighter, Buffalo minus 6.5 against Tennessee. Again, fingers crossed, God willing, Gambit DC, Gambit DC. Download it today, GAMBETDC.com. Spreads, money line, over under, live in-game betting all at your fingertips. It's sports.
Only better.
Better.
All right, you get your answers to the questions that you have about registering to vote, voting, and elections by logging on to news1.com/vote. That's news.com/vote. Early voter registration is underway. Every one vote counts. No election or issue is too small if it impacts our community. Don't sit on the sidelines this year. Make sure you are registered to vote and vote early. All right, Scott, let's get our quick predictions here. Watch the football team against the Rams. Your take.
Mm-hmm. Play action's devastating for the Rams when they get it going. Guys like Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp scare me. The other thing is this team beat the Eagles. They beat the Dallas Cowboys, and they beat the Giants. They're looking to make quick work of the NFC East.
See, I look at this, and this is my thing. And I'm not – the defense is whatever. I think this week – it's about what the offense does. And then I think when Ron stated it, that they got to move the ball and put points on the board. And that all comes down to one man in particular to me. I think if Aaron Donald is kind of kept at bay, they have a chance. If he's not, they're losing. It's my opinion.
Simple as that.
The chance is going to come down to what they do against Aaron Donald.
I also saw that Chase Rouye, like the unofficial official – injury report was out, and then Chase Rouye got added as questionable. If you're already banged up, man, you got to be, you know, Aaron Donald's really good at his job. Also, the Rams played sloppy last week.
Yeah.
And not that they're not prone to that, but I think McVay, even though he was asked about, hey, your big return to FedEx Field this week, I think he's going to come here with sort of a take no prisoners type thing.
Yeah, he's going to come with a chip on his shoulder.
So that's just, you know, my expectation. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to see. Let Kyle Allen succeed. Hope it happens. Hope it's wonderful. Hope you get. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Trust me, I've seen a lot of tape on Dwayne, and a lot of it wasn't pretty. But don't preach time and then throw in this dude. He's shown us so much. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, one more game I'll give you because I know it's dear to your heart. Battle of Pennsylvania, Eagles against the Steelers.
I like Philadelphia to make it two in a row.
Oh.
Last week they gutted out something, and I think they're slowly. I saw Lane Johnson had a cyst removed. I don't know what his status is. Cyst removed from his ankle or cyst drained.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's been bugging him. As they slowly come together, I haven't seen their final injury report as far as the receivers go, because Lord knows you and I could dress up, and I know you'll be way better than I will.
No, I won't.
But
I don't like getting hit anymore. I'm just going to say this. The Steelers defense is nasty. They better the offensive line better be intact, or that could be a long damn day for them.
Agreed. Yeah,
this Steelers defense.
Every week, Mr. Mitchell, is the last week that we could see Carson Wentz standing upright. Yeah. I agree with that.
They're crazy. They're crazy, crazy good. Let's try to get a few calls before we get out of here. Let's go to Jock. Jock, what's going on, man? Jock, you're up, man.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, B-Mitch, hey, Scotty.
What's happening?
Hey.
All right. Hey, B-Mitch. Man, Haskins got benched, right? Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, man. It's going to be hard, real hard, man, to come back from that. But he can do it, man. Because he, say he stay there for a year. You know what I'm saying? Get all he need to get, man, and learn the plays, learn how to his footwork, everything. You know what I'm saying? Practice on that. Practice on that. Every day, man. Every day. Because we got two other quarterbacks. One of them is just as bad, and one got a broken leg. So come down to it. He's going to be back in the helm anyway. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to look that far. But I want to say this too, man. Hey, what if they lose and all four games? Is you going to put them back in then? You know what I'm saying? Is you going to put them back in? Because your experiment is over. Y'all can't go. So is you going to put them back in? How about that? Huh?
All right, man. Appreciate your call, Jock. Let's close out with Carlos. Carlos, what's up, man? You get the last word.
Man, listen, it's a win-win for me because if the Rams win, you know, I got a Rams team on Madden Ultimate Team, so I get cards for that. You know, if the Washington wins, it's a happy day for me. We just got to watch that play action. This is going to be a big, big game for the defensive linemen. They can get a hit stick on Goff and all that. Just watch out for that play action. I'm going to close out with some basketball. I guarantee you that LeBron James is looking in the mirror and is going to say, you know, this is for you, Kobe. Just like crying his butt off. I guarantee you. He's looking at the mirror right now practicing.
Right.
I got skins with him, man.
All right, Carlos. Take care, man. Be cool. All right, we thank Chris Miller for giving us some time today and joining us here. Also, J.J. Regan for joining us here on the Brian Mitchell Show. Both of those guys over at NBC Sports Washington. We thank you all for joining us. Have a safe weekend. Make sure you come back. Take care of yourself. God bless you. And let's enjoy this game on Sunday. Let's see what happens. This is the Brian Mitchell Show. See you Monday at 12 o'clock. Peace.